on Monday, I did a talk down in Kent. I do talks around the country. Basically, the content of my philosophy and my methodology, which is mostly covered in the book. And I'll go around the country and go to equestrian centres and riding clubs, places like that, and we'll address a room full of people. And it's usually a really good stimulating evening. We have questions and answers and discussions afterwards, and that is, it's brilliant. It absolutely makes me pleased to be there, to really get into these conversations after I've made my announcements of and my delivery of my book philosophy. It's really nice to have these questions and discussions back and how these all go. Hi Helga, how are you? What have you been doing? Anyway, at this talk, in the discussions, I had a really interesting moment when one of the attendees was saying that they didn't like going over a motorway bridge because they always envisaged something terrible happening as the lorries went underneath and their horse was going to rear and they were going to fall off the bridge and all this, and then I don't know, then they're going to cause an aeroplane crash and World War III, whatever it was. And we all got thinking about different ways that you could take your bite sizes and break that particular scenario down to build up your confidence so that you could do this. We had, I suggested that you could long rein your horses over. And then somebody else said, well, why don't you go out early in the morning? And if you're worried about the motorway bridge, start your horse going forwards and back again and let rush hour build up. Well, that was a very good suggestion. And then somebody over there suggested something else. And then somebody over there suggested something else. And the suggestion that you get your horse box and take it to the other end of the bridge and then get your horse out and go home. Because we all know horses get a bit of a motor on when they're going home. And it's almost definitely going to have more purpose going in that direction, which will encourage your confidence. So anyway, I just had a little moment then when all these people started really thinking logically and unemotionally how to break these bite sizes down. It was just fabulous. And the whole room started really getting on board. It was wonderful. Some people in the room were still stuck in this emotional state, pulling faces and like, oh, I don't, oh. And a couple of people who rode out together were pulling faces with each other. And I was like, oh, you need to separate. As I can see why you're having problems. But on the whole room began to break this situation down just superbly, really good. And any number of the solutions they came up with, find a bridge that doesn't go over a motorway, go through a load of exercises there, and then transfer that to the motorway bridge early in the morning. And I just thought that was marvellous. And then I was also thinking about the people who just weren't having it. They were either playing the butt game, you know the butt game? When someone says, oh, why don't you do this? And they go, but, that wouldn't work. Well, why don't you do this? But that wouldn't work. Why wouldn't you do this? But that wouldn't work. So a couple of people were playing the butt game, and a couple of riders that go out together were bouncing off each other. And I thought, in this instance, the bite size isn't going over the bridge early in the morning. The bite size isn't even deciding to make a sensible plan. The bite size that some people need to take is, the first bite size is to make the decision to make sensible decisions. So that's not playing the butt game. Not playing the butt game. But this, but that. There we are. So once you've made the decision to make sensible, positive decisions to succeed, and that's such a tiny bite size, but once you've made that decision, I am only going to make sensible decisions from now on, then you're on your way. As long as you don't go back on it. And when other people are flaking and going, let's go down the cafe, they're doing 2-for-1 hot chocolates, and I don't really fancy it. If you've made the decision to make a sensible decision, you go, is that the sensible thing to do? So that was really interesting. Really interesting and a thoroughly enjoyable evening. If you would like me to do a talk at your equestrian centre, then I'm more than happy to come out. It's absolutely marvellous. I've also been working on a new video, the horsemanship video part 2. This has come about, in fact, the whole horsemanship video has come about because my rider confidence course is aimed at the rider, regardless of your discipline. So whether you follow Western riding, natural horsemanship, classical, whatever. You've got your instructor and you have your lesson plan to do, and you need to follow that. So you need the confidence to do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. If your instructor says do A, you need the confidence to do it. So I have always tried to make my confidence courses and the book and the talks across the board. They apply to everybody. But I am aware that I am missing a large element of what I do with my horses, because people say, well, how do you achieve this with your horse? And I've always been a bit stum about what I do, because it's like, it doesn't matter what I do, you need to go and do what you do with your horse. You need to follow whatever path you're following. Don't worry about what I do. But then it became apparent that there was a market. People want to know, and it is actually the second part of the equation of how I've had so much success. So as I look back over the rider confidence course, and the over 2,000 people have come through talking to me, explaining how they view the world, and I look at my development into horses, and I came into horses through pulling timber out of the woods with fell ponies up in the Lake District, slightly unusual. I then went on to jousting and filming. I didn't go through the normal channels of riding schools and livery yards. So what made me different? I'm not brave. I start my whole lecture all about being not brave. I'm perfectly ordinary. So what's different about me? And I genuinely believe that the difference is professional people who I've spoken to, including people who ride horses in races, as well as the filming and the jousting and the shows and the horse logging even. Professional people don't speak in the same way that the people who come to my rider confidence course do. And so I'm just looking at the difference. I'm playing spot the difference. And my book is full of, this is the difference. I go out with this philosophy. I go out with this methodology. And you've come in with this philosophy and this methodology, and I see the difference. And this is where I can share a few tips that have brought me a load of success. And they're very simple tips. If you've read the book, you know they're very simple tips. And then I found myself more and more sharing simple tips from the horse point of view as well. So that's my rider point of view. This is my horse point of view. So anyway, I've made these into a video of which I call Carl's Horsemanship. It's not a horsemanship like Pirelli horsemanship or natural horsemanship or mounted Canadian Mountie horsemanship or Native American horsemanship. It's not a course and you work through the levels and all that. It's just two simple videos, about an hour and a half in total, two simple videos showing the way that I build a relationship with my horse that allows me to then do the things that I do. I'm really, really hoping that it will be across the board again, that it doesn't matter whether you follow natural horsemanship, classical, English riding, Western riding, Australian riding, whatever riding, gaucho. It's going to apply across the board, I hope. Obviously, that isn't necessarily the same, because if you've got one person who says have long stirrups, you've got one person who says have short stirrups. If you've got one person who says sit deep in your saddle, you've got one person who says stand up on your stirrups. So it won't go entirely across the board, but it is simple, simple tips that have brought me a load of success. So my book's got all the rider philosophy, my video's got all the horse philosophy, horse training philosophy, so that's why it's out. So it's £27. I've just put up the second part to it, which takes us from the end of the first video all the way through training my horses to do the most amazing performance that I've ever seen, and that's at the Liverpool International Horse Show. It was huge. What the horses had to get used to was immense. There was fireworks and flames and disco lights and music and fog and opera singers and motorbikes and ramps and jumping, and I've forgotten what else, great big fire cannons. And we prepared them for that. I documented it. I documented all of it from the very first moment that I introduced Lumi to a plastic bag, which isn't very exciting, all the way up to going into this huge arena with all these things in it. So I documented it all, put it all down on the video, my simple, simple process, and I'm just there on the video going, here we are, there's the same thing happening again, the same thing happening again, and it ends up right in the middle of this huge environment, challenging environment, and I'm just pointing out, here we are doing the same thing again, and the same thing again, and the same thing again, and the same thing again. So there we are. So that video is out now. If you look down the page, Carl Greenwood page, you'll see a little thing below this post which says the video's out. So follow the link, get the video, because it's so simple and it's done me so well. There we are. I will do a proper advert for the video. That's my next job, but first of all, I've got to prepare for this horse archery camp and get that out the way. But just for you guys here on the video who don't need a glamorous advert, it's just at the bottom. Buy the video and watch it. It's up 1.5 hours and it's super. I cannot see how much more I could do than the book and this video. It's just spot the difference. All the things that I've heard from other people and all the things that I've heard and used that are different to that. So that's the way that I've worked. Okay then, right, I've seen lots of things coming up, lots of comments, which is absolutely marvellous. Thank you for joining in the conversation. Keep the conversation going underneath. And I finish these live at 5, so I go in and make another cup of tea and sit there and read the comments. So that's absolutely marvellous. Thank you, everybody. I've been rambling on a lot. It's been a very exciting week, and I will be live at 5 in at the very next opportunity. See you later.